super victory here in Oneg up against Ballinas Green, 3-13 to 1-10. Must be thrilled how that went out.
Aye, well, look, we're thrilled with the result. Like, I know we ended up pulling away by 8 or 9 points there then, but we'd be a bit like that at times. We still wouldn't be overly happy with how we performed, you know. And we didn't make full advantage of the extra man in the second half. We nearly let them back into it, but thank God, as we have a tendency to do, we got goals at the right time. We got that goal of Jared Gilmore's, was a cracker there, and that gave us the gap again. Like, but now look, we'd be happy. Wouldn't be happy with a start, you know, but probably put that down to a wee bit of nerves and rustiness, you know. As you might have heard me crying before, it was 12 weeks from we last played. Like, so that, you know, that you can train as hard as you want, but until you go out on the, we had a few challenge games and that, but until you go out on the Championship hurling, you know, it's, you're playing a different pace. So it did take us 5 or 10 minutes to get up to that pace, and I think we were 4-0 down to be maybe, but so then we got back level and went ahead again. So no, we'd be happy with how the boys, not how they started in the first time, but how they reacted and got back into it. We'd be delighted with that. And then, like, we probably done half time the great place. We were 3 up, we a man up, you know, and it was a great place. But we'll have to watch it back like that. I've seen it happen before, you know, you see it in football as well. Like, I don't think we made advantage of that extra man in the second half, you know. Sometimes the team with a man down probably work harder, don't they? They have to, you've no choice, you have to. So, no, look, it was a real, real battle, and, you know, we're happy. We're just chatting about it there. I think it might be the first victory at intermediate level for any Donegal club in hurling, so. That's good, but at the same time, that's where we believe we should be. Anyway, all Donegal clubs should be. You know, we would be playing the likes of Ballinas Green, Derry Leagues. We've played Middletown's, Carrick Moore's name, and competed with them all. So look, it's where we want to be, and we sort of prove we're capable of playing at it there another day. But there's still plenty to work on.
Yeah, like, the team is, like as you said, it's a long break from the Donegal Championship, which was played in the height of the summer, and the ground was a lot firmer. But at the same time, the team has built up a bit of experience of playing a bit of winter hurling over the last few years and those sort of competitions.
Aye, we have, like, because, well, you've experienced winter hurling, because, right? There's a lot of them boys, the majority of them have all played county, like, so they're playing January, February time, you know, so they're playing similar conditions today. And to be fair, like, that pitch in great shape there, and there's not a breeze, and it's a cracking day for a game of hurling, you know, so the conditions wouldn't really have, you know, the pitch a wee bit heavier than it would have been back in August when we were playing the final, but that wouldn't be a massive factor in it now. But no, look, the boys trained hard, you know, to be fair to them. When we give them a bit of a month off, I think, after the county final, but when they came back training, you know, they trained as hard as I've ever seen as a Dante team train, and it proved, you know, it paid off there. Like, because, you know, you've seen stuff wrote during the week about balling the screen, dual players, and they'd be more physical and fitter, like, and just, I was saying that last 5 minutes, our boys were pulling away from them on runs there, so we were definitely everybody as fit as them. So I'd be happy enough with certain bits of the game, but then there's others that we will need to work on, and that sort of send off at the end there, sort of be Mark Callaghan, you know, it's leaves us in a bit of an awkward place, like, because we're working with a small squad there. Like, I think we had 20 togged out today, like, so if he's suspended for next game, that's us down to 19, you know, so that's a bit,
yeah,
of a,
like, the Callaghan, like I was going to say to you, for 56-57 minutes it was going so well, then he I think he was penalised for a high tackle or a tackle to the head.
I think he came on a wee bit late, maybe, and hit the boy in the back of the helmet, and I was too far away, I can't see if it was how bad it was, like, but I don't know, look, it's sometimes easy for a ref to level things up too when they're a man down, but I don't know, we'll have to get a look back at it. But aye, like, so within that 30 seconds we went with the man down, and they scored a goal from the 20 metre free, or was it a penalty or 20 metre free? Must have been a free because there's 3 in the line. But so look, that took a wee bit of the gloss off it, you know. But
and Declan Coulter went off at the end with an injury.
He went off with a sore looking knock on the elbow there, you know. He was sewing through, and to me it was a straight red all day. The boy came clean across his elbow, but look, I know that's not for me to judge, but no, it didn't look good when he came off, but hey, we'll have to get a look at it now over the next couple of days, and I think we have 2 weeks to prepare, so I'm sure Decky will do whatever he has to do to try and be available the next day.
And it's Middletown or Enniskeen now, is it?
Middletown or Enniskeen, I would imagine, or Middletown be the big favourites for that, but you never know. On the screen, we're favourites today, like, so no, I'd imagine Middletown probably come through that, but we'll see you tomorrow. Like, I'm sure somebody's will have to take a run up and get a look at that tomorrow, you know, and what else are you doing this Sunday?